All right, second half hour of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking? Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood, Billy McMullen is still with us. Michael Tusky will be stepping up to the microphone shortly. But, Frank, we're going to inquire of Mr. McMullen relative to what he's doing and, I guess, his career moments here.
All right, so let's do this in order. Your favorite moment as a Cavalier athlete, Billy McMullen, wearing jersey number 11.
I guess I would say I had a lot of fun moments at UVA with my UVA brothers, but I guess I'll say the comeback win in Clemson 2001. It was an awesome time, man. I guess the final seconds of the game, Bryson Spinner threw a
1 second.
1 second left. Okay, 1 second left. I'm sorry. I was so caught up in the hype, man. It was so fun. But 1 second left, man, a fade in the right end zone, and game over.
Crazy. 70-some thousand people in Death Valley. I had friends there. Jim thinks he was there.
Yeah, I think I was at that game because there were times, you know, I did the radio for the basketball team for 12 years.
Right.
But occasionally Mac would need a spotter on some of the road trips when his friend Jimmy Casella could not go. And I think I was at that game, and that was pretty memorable. In good old Death Valley,
right.
That turned out not to be Death Valley that day for the Hoos. It was a very happy valley.
Well, certainly an extraordinary moment because we didn't beat Clemson very often down there.
Well, for the longest time, we didn't beat them, period, let alone down there. Well,
I know I lost every time I went there except that time, so that was a special moment for UVA and our team at that moment.
Yeah, if you fell out of the upper deck at Clemson, you'd land on the 50-yard line in the middle of the field, I think. That is a steep upper deck.
I think you'd like to see that. No.
How about it would bounce?
That's right. Well, you know.
All right. So, Billy, as we are prone to do, please tell us about what you're doing today as your professional football career is behind you. What are you doing today?
First and foremost, I'm always with my family guy, wife and kid, and extended family. Still work out myself. I do teach a few classes over at Zacharias Ganey Health Institute. I look at it as just a way to give back and help some other folks get in shape because I always love the gym. So I say, why not help while I work out myself? And also, too, launching my foundation, Billy McMullen's Helping Hand Foundation, just to help youth, period, and their families in times of trouble, also everyday life and with medical issues, a lot of families are facing that, especially with the economic downturn. So we're looking just to be a helping hand in any way we can, if it's youth at risk or a family that already has the means to help. We just want to be a resource to any family.
Very admirable. And when you get the foundation launched, please let us know, and we'll give you a chance to talk about it on the air, okay?
Oh, definitely. Thanks. Definitely.
Billy, it's been a lot of fun having you on board. I know that we have Dr. Dalton waiting in the wings, and so we're going to jump quickly to Dr. Dalton. Vince Dalton is a native of Richmond, Virginia. He was with West End Orthopedic for a very long time, and now West End Orthopedic has a new name, Ortho Virginia. Dr. Dalton is a graduated from Emory University in Atlanta, and then he trained in orthopedic surgery at the Medical College of Virginia, where he also did his residency. He specializes in shoulder, hip, knee, total joint replacement surgery, and sports medicine. Dr. Dalton, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me, Frank.
Thank you for joining us tonight. I know we don't have much information on the injury situation up in Charlottesville right now. We do know that Austin Pastore, the left guard for the Cavaliers, has got a hamstring issue. But we know against William & Mary that he played over 50 snaps in the game. Also, the star tight end, Coulter Phillips, went out of the game on Saturday night with a lower leg injury. I guess we'll learn more tomorrow when Virginia has to release the injury report officially to the ACC. But other than that, that's about all we know right now, other than Landon Bradley is probably going to miss the season as he tries to recover from multiple surgeries. But that being said, I know, Vince, you've become quite an expert at hip replacements, and apparently there's a new procedure that you want to tell us about.
Right. I've started doing the hip replacements through what we call the anterior approach, where we go in through the front instead of the back. That way we don't have to cut any muscles, so it's a much quicker recovery and also much lower risk of popping that hip out of socket. So I think it's a much better approach. I've been doing it that way for about a year now and really have seen a much better result.
Well, I'm pretty certain that one of our regular contributors, Terry Gates, and my colleague here, trusty co-host Jim Hobgood, they might be needing you in a couple of years.
Are they limping around over there?
Just a little. A
couple of years. I'll be in next week. refer me to your knee guy, too. I mean, I may have a lot of replacement parts here before too long. I abused my body early in life. But, you know, Vince, maybe this is common knowledge to everybody. I think it was Cam Johnson, but I noticed he was over there on the bicycle when he wasn't on the field. Is that to keep loose and to prevent hamstring problems?
Well, once you tear your hamstring, it tends to tighten up and go into spasm. And so you want to keep it stretched out as much as possible. Stretching kind of stimulates the healing response. But I tell you, the worst thing with hamstrings or quadricep tears is that once they start feeling good, you're anxious to get back on that field, they can tear very, very quickly if you get out there too soon.
You've also have worked in another bunch of areas where you've worked with soccer players. I know you still play adult soccer. Talk about the weekend warrior situation and what should older adult athletes be concerned with?
Well, I'll tell you, I go out there with a bunch of old men and play soccer every Sunday. And
You didn't tell me that Frank played.
I didn't play soccer.
And we mainly just try not to hurt each other, but I tell you, it's as things kind of wear out, Achilles ruptures, we see ACL tears. That can happen certainly in the young and the old, but the Achilles ruptures are commonly seen. So I think the main thing is to stretch out ahead of time and don't go out there cold. Try and get in a little bit of conditioning prior to the season starting up.
Vince, talk about the name change for a second. West End Orthopedic was such a well-known name in all of Central Virginia, and recently going through this name change, what has that meant to you and your practice?
Well, I still have trouble remembering to say the new name. But I think we all kind of felt that West End Orthopedics did not describe us. We kind of started out a long time ago in the West End, and now we're, of course, all over the city as well as all over the state of Virginia. We've really expanded. So we just didn't think that West End Orthopedics described us, and that's why we went with the new name Ortho Virginia. There's an Ortho Indiana and an Ortho Carolina, so we kind of went after that.
Well, I think it's easy to say. Ortho Virginia just rolls right off the tongue.
Well, and the other thing, Vince, you all have a beautiful new facility over there on Southside, which has got to be pretty special for you all as you utilize that and the opportunities that are provided by it.
Right. We've gotten very busy over there at Chippenham, and our office was just too small, and so we built that big new office, and we've got physical therapy. We've got an operating room there. So it's gonna be a one-stop shopping for our patients. They can get everything done right there. And it's very convenient right off of Chippenham.
Well, Vincent, we've really enjoyed having you on the show tonight, and we hope that you can come back in a number of weeks. And I will be in touch with your marketing folks, and thank you for taking time out of your evening. I know you had to make some arrangements to be on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to do it.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Vince Dalton with us. We still have Billy McMullen here. Any last thoughts before game number two out there in Bloomington before you have to take off?
Last thoughts. I think the guys are well-prepared with Mike London and also the coaching staff. Failed to mention that I think we have a very strong alumni coaching staff. You know, we have Anthony Poindexter, a lot of the guys that have come back to
Sean Moore
also. Yeah, a lot of guys and Marcus Hagans to come back and aid what they found dear to their heart, man. And they have the guys ready to rock and roll, even though it's going to be a tough opponent from the Big Ten. They always play tough, but I think the guys are handling.
And the guys that have played there, not only do they have the coaching expertise, but that helps recruiting wise too, right? When you're going out and recruiting, you can tell a young man, "Hey, I played here, and this is what it's all about."
Oh yeah, definitely. I know if a coach coach came to my house when I was in high school, and he told me he played there and had success, and could tell me exactly how the life is on campus and what the classrooms are all about, I definitely believe him. If a guy with credentials as Sean Moore and Anthony Poindexter and some other guys on the team now, on the coaching staff now, came back to my house. And now,
is coaching something you ever thought about or would think about?
On a smaller level. I like to mentor a couple guys. I can do two or three where I can really be hands-on. But far as coaching on the team, I don't know if that's my kick right now. But we'll see.
Well, that's plenty of time. You're a young man.
25 years old.
Wow.
I'm not joking.
That's 30, really
31.
31.
31 still sounds young to Frank and me.
I tell you what, I'll take it in a heartbeat. All right. Looking at some of these other coaches, kind of an interesting combination of experience. You know, you've got Coach Reed, who was the former head coach at U of R and also VMI.
Recruited me U of R.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Coach Reed also coached linebackers down at the Miami Dolphins. You had Bill Lazor, who coached under a bunch of legends.
I played with him in Seattle.
Right. Yep. You have Anthony Poindexter, one of the best safeties of all time. You've got Jeff Hansen, who coached many years with a variety of different places and really knows the game of football. Vince Brown was a terrific pro football player. Mike Farragalli, wasn't he also in Canada, I believe?
I don't know, but he was at UR. He was the offensive coordinator for Coach London at UR.
And you've got Chip West, who has been recruiting a ton down in Tidewater. And I think, you know, people are not giving Chip West enough love. And I'm going to say right here and now, these last two seasons, following the recruiting trail with Chris Horn at the Sabre, it's obvious they've done everything right. They're pushing the right buttons.
Well, what we saw on Saturday night was an indication of the success of the recruiting over the last 18 months. You know, saw the Kevin Parks and Nicholson and Darius Jennings and others who are making immediate impact on the football team.
Well, the young players that are still in high school right now, the Quanti Moores, the Eli Harrells, the Anthony Coopers, Miles Redman over here at Hermitage.
Right.
All these players that are lining up now to come in next year, this class could be a top 20 class, and that would be impressive to do that back to back. And then I think, you know, the sky's the limit. I think Virginia football soars right back to 1990 and 1995.
Right. Yeah. I think with the talent coming in, it's always good to have a top class. But I think London has the staff in place and also the systems in place to make that. That talent produced on the field. And what we need at Virginia, and I think we're getting there, we just need that I hate to say it, but killer mentality.
Yes.
You have to have that smell the blood in the water, see the blood in the water, and take full advantage. And sometimes we get there and don't finish the kill. But I think from what I saw on Saturday, the guys are tasting blood, and I think they like it.
You know, it's funny that you say that, and I think you're spot on with that analysis. I saw the Virginia veterans, the starters, they were standing on the side of the field, almost getting flagged for being on the field, screaming and hollering at the true freshmen that were in the game at the end, trying to preserve the shutout. And let me tell you something, that was a good sight to see.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but as I say, it's hard to coach speed and quickness. You either have it or you don't.
You don't.
And I think we're recruiting some kids that have speed beyond that which we've had at least recently, and that's going to make a difference. And once you start building that success, success builds future success.
You can have speed and quickness, like you said, but it's always one thing you can't measure, and that's heart. And I saw a lot of heart from the guys out there from the top to the bottom, and that always makes the difference, man. When it gets thick, and it will get thick this year, you get in the game, you're down, it's the heart that's going to show, not the speed and quickness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, let's thank Billy officially. Let him run. He's got another obligation tonight. Thank you for coming in tonight. It's been a lot of fun having Billy McMullen in the studio. Jim and I are looking forward to the last segment tonight where we're going to do our LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and we're going to have Michael Tusky stepping up to the microphone to give us the Olympic sports report. But once again, thank you, Billy, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
A lot of fun.
I had fun.
Absolutely,
here.
Billy. Thanks for coming into the studio.
All right. Thanks.
All right, we're headed to break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with the Olympic Sports Report and the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.